Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. The coastal sirens have long since been silenced, their once beckoning calls replaced with the shrill winds of abandonment. The ocean, a treacherous thief in the night, has snatched away mile upon mile of bountiful land, transforming bustling beachfronts into desolate water worlds. In an epoch where retreating shores are a foregone conclusion, humanity is compelled to script its latest chapter, the Great Migration Inwards. In the dreary march of days past, our previous article, Tidal Reckoning, The Ocean's Relentless March Inland, painted the relentless advance of the sea upon our doorsteps. Today, we delve deeper into this exodus, as people forsake the corrosive kiss of salt water for the uncertain embrace of inland terra firma. We explore the odyssey of millions, uprooted and steerless, in search of a horizon unmarred by encroaching tides. The term New Atlanteans now conjures the imagery of nomadic tribes, their possessions shackled to their backs, forever chased by the deep blue dread. They recede from the coastal remnants, lands that are no more nurturing than the arid deserts of old. Displaced families narrate their lore of loss, a testament to the homes devoured, legacies submerged, and histories forever entrapped beneath the ceaseless waves. As the world gazes upon deserted edifices and submerged signposts, the residues of our once glittering coastal civilization, it becomes glaring that the economic catastrophe is of a scale previously unfathomed. The erstwhile golden sands, economy-driving marinas, and waterfront metropolises all lie in a briny graveyard, their wealth and prosperity plundered by the voracious sea. Abandoned resorts once bustling with the laughter of children are now but echoes trapped in bubbles rising to the surface. The agricultural annihilation is yet another somber score in this requiem for Mother Earth. Fields that once thrived with verdant crops now choke under saline saturation, their yield a mere memory. The heartland's breadbasket bears the brunt as the frontiers of fertile soil recede like the fading smiles of once hopeful farmers. Policymakers, in their ivory towers, scramble for solutions, etching laws and guidelines that seem as ephemeral as the coastline itself. Infrastructure crumbles, and economies buckle under the newfound pressures of the inland migration. Cities and towns, previously sleepy hollows, now swell under the inexorable tide of human influx. The crafting of a fresh society is at our fingertips, yet the clay we mold is cracked and brittle with desperation, our poisoned chalice. The burning fuels and teeming carbon skies that led us here lies shattered. We engage now not in battle, but in a mournful procession, our fleeting victories against climate change, but whispers in a gale of loss. The migration narrative is etched in every footstep away from the roar of the sea, a testament to our great resignation from the fight against our rising, brackish nemesis. As we weave through the patchwork of this new societal tapestry, it is with heavy hearts and watchful eyes that we witness the mass exodus. The victorious sea laps against the ruins of our hubris, and with each inward mile we traverse, we carry the leaden weight of a future marooned from the shores we once loved. A caution to readers. This vivid tapestry is a dark mirror to our present world, a reminder that should we avert our eyes from the stark reality, the fiction of today may yet be the headline of tomorrow. The Great Migration Inwards is not just a tale of environmental woe, but a eulogy of humanity's fractured relationship with nature. Remember, dear seeker of truths, in this punishing narrative, there lies the last vestiges of warning, a clarion call to action that we must not ignore. As we settle into this relentless display of climate-induced turmoil, it's essential to recollect that what we rally against is not an uncertain future, but the stark veracity of today's transformed world.